Ramon called and said he had put some clothes in the washer and he wouldn't spin them out. So we said, well, it was, you know, it was cool and cold some days. And so we'll be up there and we'll see about it. So we went up there that Friday and AJ messed Wilfred and Ramon were looking and I messed Wilfred, wouldn't do a thing. So he wrung the clothes out. So AJ and I carried them to the wash and washed them, brought them back because the dry was working fine and dried them. And so he says, Ramon said, some man or another wanted it, but we had to pull it out on the back. So AJ said, well, we'll get the water out next week. Okay. Next week, went up there, carried the clothes to the washer, come back and dried them. Now, this was in the Lord's plan. We ain't thought, didn't think about getting the water out of the washer. Still sitting there with the water in it. That Thursday, Ramon called me. Mother, there am I. Well, before then, I had told him. I said, Ramon, go lay your hands on that washer. And he did. Well, nothing went on, but, you know, I'm still. And he had told his daddy, well, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And AJ said, well, Ramon, I got half of it. He said, well, I got the other. And so I told AJ, I said, we had insurance, and he could have did it, but see, I knew what Ramon had. He was getting money. His income tax money was coming in. And I says, I said, let Ramon, he can wait. I said, he worried about washing. He don't wash no way. I said, most of the time, I come up in and have to wash his clothes. I was getting upset because he told me his friend was coming over there washing. And I said, he just want that washer fixed for his friend. That's what I think. So AJ said, well, you tell him. I'm not going to tell him. And so I did. I said, well, Ramon, I said, wait till you get your income tax money. And you just, I'm going to check around, find the best buy. And then I said, he said, yes, ma'am. You know, he's almost. Anyway, that Thursday he called me. I told him, put his hand on it. Mother dear. I was at work. And you sitting down? I said, what is it, Ramon? I was over here at the sink, mother, and I heard a noise. And you know what? That washer done spin them clothes out. Spin it dry. I mean, it's worked, been working ever since. But see, God was in there, because if they'd have took the water out and pulled it out on the back, it'd have been gone. He had a new one in there. But that one still had some use. So we have to believe God, trust God, do what he say, and we can look for him to do what he say. Reverend Washington said years ago, when you pray in faith, believe God for a car, get ready to make the payments. And you know, you need to be precise. Because a lot of time you get stuff, and you're not really precise about it, you'll say, well, but you tell God just what you want. How you want the payments. I told him about that, our vehicle. He just said, well, when we were getting ready, he said, we can have $500 payment. I said, yeah. I was walking one day, and I said, Lord, that's what he said. I said, no, I don't want no $500 payment. I said, I told him what I wanted. We went up there, and the man had to figure it out. I said, that's it, AJ. I said, that's what I told the Lord. So be precise, you know. Say what you want God to do, and you know, in line with his word, and he'll work it out for your good. It says in Psalm 91, God, our protector. Psalm 91 is a good prayer, you know, for protection. And I learned that when we came to Christian Fellowship. Bishop Nan was talking about it, and I started. I got my children on it, and Nita tell me she's still doing that. And so I still do. Psalm 91 is a good one. It says, the psalmist frequently speak about the goodness and the character of God. In verse 2, God is our refuge, our fortress, a God we can really trust. And note that the psalmist also wrote, I will say of the Lord. Now, what are we saying of the Lord? Perhaps we should say regularly and ask ourselves, what are we saying of the Lord? The Lord is my keeper. He is my provider. Yes. He's my everything. Great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He said, remember, we need to say the right thing. Not just think them, we need to say them. I asked Ramon one time, I said, do you pray and thank the Lord for your sight? No, ma'am, I think it. Sometimes I think it. I said, no, you need to say it. I said, the word said, you have what you say. And you know, things going to come against us. As Bishop said, we're going to be challenged. Things going to come. But don't do like Peter. Don't look at the storm. Look at the word. Look at what the word say about your situation, which Peter did a great thing when he stepped out. He stepped out and started walking, but he forgot. You know, we get to looking at things around us and what the situation looked like and what, you know, the economic and what they saying on the news and what my paycheck looked like and all. We get to looking like at that. And it's all right to look at it now. We don't want to step out and do foolish things, you know. But the thing is, just trust God. Trust God, and he'll work it out, and he'll show you what to do and how to do it, you know. He'll work it out for us. So we need to say the right things and think the right thing. If you think the right thing, you'll say the right thing. Because what's in us is going to come out of us, you know. And Peter stepped out, and he forgot when he got to looking at the waves and things. And Peter was looking at, he said, I'm a trader fisherman. And when the waves get this high, you know, you're going under. So Peter, he just felt like he was going under. And he walked up to start doubting. And so when he called out to Jesus and he took his hand and lifted him up and he's, oh, you have little faith, you know. But the thing is, he forgot what Jesus said. When he bid him to come to him, he said, come. He said, come. And if he tell us to do something, do it. Miss Cora did that with Marie's vehicle. So she didn't have the money, but she did what the Lord said. She gave him something to work with and see what happened. So we can't look at that all the time. And another story, I'm telling a lot about us, me and my husband. One year, I was going to get our income tax filled out, and we always had to pay money in, we usually, you know. And so I was saying, we ought to get some money back. Now, we ain't getting no money back. Now, you know, we got to looking at that. I said, honey, don't say that. I said, you want us to get some money back? Yeah, but we got to talk about this and that. I said, okay. I laid my hands on that paperwork. Went down there when I got back, and he said, well, how did we come out? I said, just as you said, we got to pay some in. Yeah, I told you that. And then I told him, we got more money back than we ever got back, I think, except for the year when our house burnt. And he looked at me, I said, I done told you about this. Stop talking like that. So don't look at the storm, y'all. Look at what the word of God say. And he'll see us through every time.